Sefer Shoftim Perek Yuches. This parak discusses Shevet Dan's desire for more land and the seizing of Micha's idol and Kohen. And Pasuk Aleph, Bayamim Ahen Ein Melech B'Yisrael. In those days there was no king of Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim point out that the Navi keeps repeating that there was no king of Klal Yisrael because these were isolated incidents that happened. By and large, Klal Yisrael were doing wonderful on their own accord. The pasuk continues, "Uveyamim ahem shevet hadani mevakish lo nachla." And in those days, the shevet of Dan, they wanted more land for their inheritance. The tribe of Dan sent 5 spies to look for more land to conquer. Apparently, the land they received was not sufficient for them. The Malbim points out, Dan's inheritance was on the border of Eretz Yisrael, and the Canaanim had actually took it from them and took their land. The Navi continues, the 5 spies on their way to spy out more land spend a night at Micha's house of idol worship. The spies recognize the Levi's voice who was working there, inquire as to what he's doing there. The Levi responds, "I'm here for work." The 5 spies from Dan now request the Levi to ask the Avodah Zarah if they will truly be successful. The Levi responds in Pasuk Vav, "Luchu l'shalom noichach Hashem darcheichem. Go in peace because Hashem will be with you." Notice the Levi's use of Hashem's name here. This is significant. Who was the Levi? The Mefarshim explained the Levi was none other than Yehonasan ben Menashe ben Moshe. Yehonasan had an incredibly long life and was well known throughout the land because of his family. This is why the spies from Dan recognized his voice. We also see by the use of Hashem's name, Yehonasan was telling the truth about taking the job for financial reasons, not because Yehonasan actually believed in Avodah Zarah. This is why when Yehonasan responded to the spies of Dan with Hashem's name to dissuade them from serving idols and to show he did not actually believe in the Avodah Zarah himself. And Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the 5 spies travel to Laish, spy out the land, and return with a good report to the rest of Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan now sends 600 soldiers with weapons to conquer Laish. On the way there, the spies show up with all 600 weaponed men at the door of Micha's house. They take Micha's idol and Avodah Zarah and convince the Levi to come with them. They told the Levi, "Is it better to be a Kohen of one man's house or over a whole tribe?" The spies now leave. Once the Shevet of Dan left, Micha tracks them down and confronts them. In Pasuk Chav Beis through Pasuk Chav Aleph, Micha confronts the 600 men. Micha tells the spies, "You have stolen the God I made and the Kohen and priest I trained. What have you left me with?" The Shevet of Dan were unsympathetic to Micha and threatened Micha's life. Micha understood they were stronger than him and returned home. In Pasuk Chavav, the warriors of Dan went to Laish next and completely wiped out the city and conquered it. As it says in Pasuk Chav Zion, "Vayavo alayish alaam shakar bubatach." They destroyed Laish that was a tranquil, quiet land. They were weak, Laish. Laish had no allies and was far from the closest city that was close to them was Sidon, but even that was far away. Shevet Dan renamed the city Dan and settled it. Shevet Dan worshipped the idols and took Yehonasan as a Kohen. The parak ends in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, by Yisimu Lehem Peso Micha, Asher Aso Kol Yimei Hayos Beis Elokim B'Shilo. And Shevet Dan adapted and worshipped the Peso Micha all the days that the Mishkan was in Shiloh. I'd like to point out, the Radak and the Metsudos add that Pesel Micha remained with Klal Yisrael until the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, as we'll Mirta Hashem see in Sefer Shmuel. Eliyahu Cohen indeed knew about Pesel Micha, but didn't protest it in the same manner that Eliyahu Cohen did not rebuke his son. When Eli died, the island was captured, and the pestle that seemed to be with Klal Yisrael since Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, was finally taken down and eradicated by Shmuel HaNavi. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.